So the other thing I want you guys to start thinking about is this concept of emotional resonance factor that I teach in brand development for artists. So do you emotionally resonate with me as an artist? Am I buying you because you are likable and you make me feel good? Because 75% of everything you and I buy is based on how we feel about it, whether we like it or not, okay? It's not a touchy-feely word. It's the reality of it. People buy to express their values. So the word resonance means to relate in a harmonious way if you look it up in the dictionary. So the question for you guys to think about as artists is how do you relate? How do you relate to your fans is really the critical question. Do you get the reality of your audience and your fans? So really, why do you think they listen to you? That's target market analysis. I need you guys to think this way because I get a lot of artists working with me going, I don't like who's in my audience. They don't resonate with me, or I just don't like them. Why would I want to show up at this venue and sing for them? Why am I getting booked in these weird places? It's not natural for them. They don't like who's out there, and they feel like they have no control over their fans. It really isn't true that you want a lot of fans. You want good quality fans that will spread your word, love your music, buy your records, tell others about you, and be your biggest fans. You don't want fans just for the sake of having fans who don't really relate to you. So I need you to really stop and think about this question. Do you get the reality of your audience and fans? Because if you don't, they don't get you, and they're lukewarm fans who are only there fly by night and who won't be there for you long term, okay? And the way to figure out if you do relate to them is to really look at feedback. And that's one of the things we measure for, feedback, and what are they saying about you and how appropriate is it to what you want to do as an artist.